Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the TV Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. Hello, good afternoon. We have a full house. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you. It's a great day at C.E. Murray High School. It is a great day at C.E. Murray High School. Welcome to the TV Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. As we head into the holiday season, I wanted to say happy holidays to you. This is not a busier time for recruiting than right now. With football signing around the corner, which is February the 5th, it's a busy time. It's very, very busy. And, of course, we have the recruiting time that's narrowing. That window is getting smaller and smaller. So any recruits who are out there still looking for opportunities, the time is really, really running out. This afternoon, joining us today on our football recruiting side, we are always excited to have Coach Brian Smith joining us at C.E. Murray High School. This coach has been so inspirational in everything that we have done over the years, and we're so grateful for him, to the War Eagles that are going to be joining us. Now, we've got some very talented players that are going to be joining us back-to-back today from C.E. Murray High School. We're going to start with 185-pound wide receiver tight end Antonio Knight. Now, for our coaches who can see, I have added jersey number one, I have added to Tuttle to your platform that you can see, and I have also mentioned his GBA currently. So we are going to be joined at 12:30 by Kobe Montgomery, number 55, 6'1", 225, defensive end. So his huddle is there as well. These are two very talented student athletes, student first, as their GPAs are soaring. One GPA is at a 3.97 and 55 is 3.67. But we have on the line Coach Smith with us. We're going to go ahead and get him to kick off the show and tell us a little bit more about the fantastic recruits that we have had the honor and the pleasure to recruit. Coach Smith is in the house. We're going to go ahead and get his microphone on so that the audience can hear him. And it's a great day at C.E. Murray High School. Coach Smith, good afternoon. How are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's a great day at C.E. Murray High School.
It is. It's a great day. We got great weather here in South Carolina today, and I'm glad to be on talking about the two young men that you have on today. They were instrumental in our great season and have been instrumental in the success of C.E. Murray the past 4 years.
That is fantastic. Now, we're what a talk a little about. We're going to start with Antonio McKnight, which is, I call him one. I like to call him by that. They get excited when you call him by a jersey, but especially when you're on social media, you call about one. Let's get it. So
right.
tell us a little bit about Trail and his talent. And his
right. Antonio is a highly talented athlete as well as person. A lot of people don't realize he is an FBLA leader. He is also National Honor Society, has a 3.98 GPA, and is on the student council at school, and has been an academic leader as well as an athletic leader for the past 4 years.
That is fantastic, and that's a little tidbit that I did not know.
Yeah, so he's highly talented in the classroom and out of the classroom, and has played multiple positions at C. Murray, everything from quarterback to wide receiver to safety and corner, and his versatility. He was even our punter this past season. That him and actually Kobe took turns punting. Some games Kobe would punt, some games Antonio would punt. Antonio also was a punt returner, returned two punts for big yards this year, and he's explosive every time he touches the ball. So we were definitely fortunate enough to coach him, and I'll be fortunate in 2 weeks when he plays in the North-South game to be on that staff again and get to be able to practice with him for one more week.
Now, tell us a little bit about the North-South game. Now, that you sprung that on me this morning. I wasn't even aware that you were going to be coaching in that game, and congratulations to you.
Right. Well, I was selected by the Coach Association to be an assistant coach in that game. I'll be coaching the defensive line. The game's on the 14th in Myrtle Beach, and it's a great honor to be a part of that game. Coach Cribb from Johnsonville is the head coach, and we got a great staff, and we picked what I think is a great team. Some of your earlier participants on your podcast are on our team, and again, we look forward to that week in Myrtle Beach, getting to know these young men. And also, like I said, I get the chance to coach Antonio one more time. So that's a definite honor.
That is fantastic. Now, I did share with our listeners that you have been very instrumental in being, and I told you, totally transparent about recruiting and the recruiting process. So, when the coaches are looking at huddle film, the different players, what are some of the things that they need to be focused on and what they should be looking for?
Right. As you know, a lot of parents don't have the information they need these days, and that's why programs like yourself are so important, to educating the parents on what these coaches are looking for. And the first thing, you got to kind of pass the eyeball test. And these days, that means there's a certain height, weight requirement for every position. And that's the first hurdle you have to get over. Not saying you can't make it as a guy who's undersized, but it makes it harder, definitely, to pass that first eyeball test of height, weight requirements for each position. And those have, you know, been posted for, you know, years now, and a lot of people don't understand that. They think, well, you know, my son had such a great season, and he did. There's a lot of high school kids who have great seasons, but they got to pass that first eyeball test. Second, they're going to ask for your academic transcript, and that's the second hurdle you got to kind of jump over. If you don't jump over that second hurdle, well, the process ends then, and they, you know, they'll stop recruiting you unless, you know, you're talking with a junior college, or sometimes NAIA school can get you in with lesser academics than Division I or Division II school. So those two hurdles you got to pass, the eyeball test, the academic transcript test. You got to have the NCAA requirements. And a lot of kids think that some magic rainbow is going to come down and change their transcript. Well, that doesn't happen. That magic rainbow never comes through. Your transcript's your transcript. So you need to take a look, parents. Your sophomore year in high school, don't wait till you're a junior. It's too late. Sophomore year in high school, look at your child's transcripts and see if they're on path to NCAA eligibility. If they are not, then you need to start making arrangements then as a sophomore to either take extra classes to boost the GPA. Also, they can't forget the important part of SAT, ACT test scores that are required. And they need to, again, start working on that as a sophomore. Don't wait till junior year when it's given. Work on it as a sophomore. So by the time junior year rolls around, you already have that hurdle done in the bag, and recruiters can say, yep, check. He's got that check. And if you get that check, it makes a big difference because there's a lot of people who are eliminated, like I said, in those first two steps, eyeball test, academic transcript test. They fail both of those, they're eliminated. So parents need to make sure that I got both of these. I need them both checked off. That way I'm ahead of the game. I can now be recruited by more schools. And a lot of people forget that. Then finally, the third final step is film. You got to have film. And a lot of times, too, what you see with film is kids are putting film together that aren't highlights. And they're actually hurting themselves by posting everything instead of just posting what's truly a highlight. Most coaches will advise their kids what to do in that situation. So the young people have to listen to their coaches, and you don't post everything. Everything's not a highlight. A tackle 8 yards downfield where you're barely tackling a guy is not a highlight. A regular 4-yard catch is not a highlight. So they got to be careful of the highlights they're posting as well, because again, that's the final third step, in my opinion, where they're going to look at the film, and that film has to catch their attention in the first 2 minutes. If it doesn't catch their attention in the first 2 minutes, they're going to put an X on that, and the likelihood of you coming back around and getting back in front of that recruiter is highly unlikely.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I always tell students that the recruiting process is like a courtship. It's very visual. And if they like what they see, they will move on it. If they don't like what they see, they will say no, or they will pass. Now, in talking about offer, the word offer should be the equivalent of a scholarship. Now, tell us a little bit about what an offer, in your opinion, what parents should be looking for.
Right, and again,
an offer. Yes, what is an offer?
Right, again,
there's
a lot of misinformation out there. Again, thanks to social media, and thanks to I got to blame some parents and some kids, and in that matter, some coaches who let their kids post what I call fake offers. They're not real offers if they are not offering you some type of money. There has to be money involved. If they're not offering you athletic money, not academic money, not financial aid, not loans, if they're not offering you athletic money, it is not a scholarship, period. So whenever someone is on the phone with a recruiter, they need to ask them that question. Is this athletic money? Or is this just regular financial aid? Because if it's regular financial aid, you're a walk-on. You're not an offer. And they need to get that through before they go ahead and post this stuff on social media, where we've seen in the past guys posting they got scholarships to prep schools, which, again, they're not even a 4-year institution. They don't offer scholarships. There's other people who post they got a scholarship to a school that doesn't even offer athletic scholarships, and we've seen just in the past month where kids posted they were getting a scholarship to Florida Gulf Coast, who doesn't even have a NCAA football team. So, again, there's a lot of misinformation out there. Hopefully parents and adults in the situation can get to the young person in time to educate them and say, whoa, wait a minute, don't post that. It's going to make you look bad, and it's going to cause some recruiters to stay away from you if you're posting false information about false offers. And that's what they are. They're false offers. They're not real. There's no athletic money tied to it, so it's not a scholarship. And they got to realize that. And like I said, that should be the first question they ask when someone says, we're offering you, is, okay, what exactly are you offering me? Is it athletic money? Or is this financial aid and loans? If it's financial aid and loans, anybody can do that. A regular student can do that. That's a walk-on opportunity. That is not a scholarship.
You are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct, 100%. And we're so thankful to have a very transparent coach that will just, I guess reinforce my transparency, and I'm very transparent about that, and I'm very upfront about what an offer is and the anxiousness of these student athletes to post offers, offer chasing, my first offer, second offer, third offer. It's very disrespectful to be posting my first offer, my second offer, my third offer. And when other college coaches look at that, they're not going to want to have anything to do with you, as you said earlier. Well, Coach, we always appreciate your honesty, your transparency. We've got one on the phone right now. We're going to go ahead and turn his microphone on so he can go ahead and join the show. Antonio, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic now that your wonderful coach is on the line. Coach Smith's on the line with us.
Yes, ma'am. How are you? So good.
Well, we wanted the college coaches who are tuned in. If you're just not joining us, this is the Sports Talk Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reed. Joining us today, we've got the C. Murray War Eagles in the house. The head coach, Brian Smith, is joining us. And, of course, Antonio Rice, who is a 6'2". Running child wide receiver and tight end. We've got Antonio's microphone on right now. And we want to welcome you to the show. So tell us a little bit about how the recruiting has been going so far for you.
Recruiting, it's been a process. Everything is coming slowly, but it's been a blessing getting the two offers that I already have. I'm just trusting in God that I get more and have more opportunities.
Fantastic. And that, so glad that your coach was able to, tell us about, your teachers at SELA and that beautiful GPA that you currently have. Tell us about how long you've been playing football. How did you become a football player? Tell us how long you've been playing the sport.
I think I started around 8 years old. I think it was something that I really wanted to do since I was 7. I couldn't start until I was 8. So it started from there. I was on the offensive line when I was younger. And when I came up to junior high, I started playing quarterback. And ever since then, I love football. Unfortunately, I lost my dad when I was 13. So I kind of wanted to fulfill the dream to succeed in football. So that's when I started actually taking it serious, coming into varsity. And everything just has been, I just blessed since then.
Well, you definitely, you're under a very good coach. Very good coach. And we're, again, thankful to be able to have him on the show. So tell us a little bit about, of course, the position that you played in the future.
Can you repeat that again?
Tell us a little bit about the position that you play with C.E. Murray High School.
Okay, right this season I played quarterback and safety. I played receiver when I was a sophomore. I played a little bit of corner, So I was just all over the place. We're a one-day school, small school, so everybody's going to be on both sides of the ball. So I think I'm just an all-around athlete. I can play anything. I can work to be anything. So it's just a process.
And you know what? The good thing about it is that you are willing to play any position. And that's a good thing. One of the things that coaches like to hear, that you are a team player. And that's what that shows. When you're playing on these various teams and various positions, and you're fulfilling the need that your coach has asked you to, that means that you are a team player. And oftentimes, that's what a lot of college coaches are looking for, a lot of them. So what type of training? I've got some middle school students who are asking, so what type of training do you undergo? What kind of training would you need to go through to be to play in the position that you currently play?
I think speed. Speed is one key thing that I need to work on. Play receiver and corner and everything else. But as a quarterback, I need to work on my accuracy and basically take responsibility to lead the team. But my agility and my speed and everything else, everything comes in a bunch. So I had to work on a lot with my footwork. I had to work out a lot, get my body in shape. So, yeah, it's things like that. I just had to work on small things that can easily be improved.
Okay, fantastic. So what would be your ideal scholarship opportunity? What would be your ideal school? You know, what do you want to be when you graduate from college?
I don't know how to answer that. I think any school that gives me opportunity to join the school from athletic money, like Coach said, is a huge opportunity. So, but academically, I wanted to own my own business. So I want to go to a school that has a great business program and also has a good cybersecurity program. So it's in between those two things, but any school that gives me opportunity, I will.
Hello, I'm just trying to get some eating a bit.
That's fantastic. So I've got a lot of questions that are coming in from the college coaches. We're going to definitely turn those questions over to Coach Smith at the end of this broadcast. But, you know, we just want to try to reach we have some student athletes who wanted to know what are some of the rituals that you do before each game to get your team members motivated.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, what are some of the rituals that you do? What are some of the things that you do before each game to get your teammates motivated? What are some of the things that you do to get your teammates motivated before each game?
Okay, our team is a family-based team, so we all have some of the same qualities, some of the same rituals. So really, it's all focused. So if everybody is focused and into the game and is really hyped up, that is going to set momentum for the game. And one thing that I do, it may seem weird, but I always watch one of my favorite players highlight film. And it really drives me to, okay, you can do it on the field, and show the team that you're ready. So being a quarterback, you're hyped up, and you're doing everything on the field, they will be hyped up, and they will know they can do the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, right before we go, as always, we like having you on the show, and, you know, we're going to be reaching out to you after the broadcast. Your teammate is going to be joining us. Kobe Montgomery is going to be joining us. Actually, he's on the call. I've asked him to join in, and so he's tuned in. We just have his microphone turned off, and he's going to be joining us at 12:30 on the PD Sports Recruiting Sports Talk Show. For those of you who are just joining us, this is the PD Sports Recruiting Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Ring, and we are talking to coach, A.T. Brian Smith, head coach Brian Smith, Team Bird High School War Eagles, and Antonio Wright, whose recruitment is open. He is opportunity as a wide receiver and a tight end. And we are honored to let everyone know who's joining us that his CPA goes at 3.98. But he is a member of the National Honor Society at Team Bird High School and the Virginia Center of the Future Business Leaders of America at CU Murray High School. So with that information being said, we have a lot of options and a lot of places that we know will be reaching out to us regarding one. I always like to call by their journey. And I see my station manager is telling me that we're almost out of time. Is there anyone that you wanted to shout out on the radio before we go?
Just a big shout out to Coach Smitty, the team, everyone that helped me throughout these 4 years, especially my mom, my deceased dad, my deceased brother. Thank you. That's it.
Well, definitely. We want to give a shout out to mom. We definitely got to give a shout out to mom. And to your other teammates, we want to give a shout out to 55, who's currently on the phone, and the entire Team Murray family, the War Eagles. So, listen, how was your Thanksgiving?
Pretty good.
Good. How is your Black Friday? How's your Christmas shopping? Are you out there in that hustle and bustle?
Not right now. No doubt.
Yes.
I'm at my wedding right now, actually.
Oh, well, we want to thank you for calling you and you're going to go to get on there telling us that we're almost out of time. Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in and tell her that we said congratulations.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, you take care. We'll be talking to you soon. Okay,
thank you.
Take care now. Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the T-Sports Talk Show. I am the host, Anthony. Thank you so much for joining us. At 1:30 this afternoon, we'll be talking to Kobe from Buffy. He's going to be joining us. Kobe's going to be Thank you so much. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Thank you. Talk show signing off.